Hallelujah.
Aleluya.
Oh, Jesus, we welcome you.
Oh, Jesus, 我们欢迎你.
This is your meeting.
这是你的聚会.
These are your leaders.
这些都是你的领袖.
We ask you to reveal yourself to our hearts today.
我们恳求你今天向我们的心显现你的自己。
Let us hear your voice.
让我们来听到你的声音。
We ask for you to reveal yourself to us.
我们恳求你向我们显现你自己。
Make yourself known.
让我们来认识你。
We recognize you. You are alive, alive forevermore.
我们知道你活着，永远活着。
We bless your name. We praise your name.
我们要称颂你的名，我们赞美你的名。
You've told us the way into your presence is with thanksgiving in our heart.
你告诉我们。 要带着感恩的心进入你的同在。
We come with thankfulness for yourself.
我们带着感恩的心，为着你自己而感恩，来到你面前。
I pray that you'll become the life of every leader.
我们恳求你成为每一位领袖的生命。
And we can say with St. Paul, I live by a life that is not my own.
我们可以跟使徒保罗一样说，我不是凭着自己的生命而活。
I live by the life of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
我是因神儿子的生命而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Pour out your spirit upon us.
求你倾倒你的圣灵在我们当中。
We are so hungry for more of you.
我们何等饥渴地要得到更多的你。
Remove all the hindrances.
求你除去一切的拦阻。
Break down every barrier.
除掉每一个障碍。
As we bow before you.
当我们俯伏在你面前。
We want to be more surrendered to you.
我们要更多地降服于你。
Oh, Jesus, set each one of us apart for yourself.
主，求你把我们每一位都分别为圣，归给你。
That you may come in a greater way to live out your life within us.
好让你更丰满地领导我们，在我们的里面活出你自己。
We rejoice in the victory you have given us.
我们因着你所赐给我们的得胜而欢喜快乐。
We thank you that you are among us.
我们感谢你，你就在我们当中。
Have your way, Lord, have your way.
主，求你按你自己的旨意而行。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名，阿门。
It's so good to be with you again.
跟你们在一起真好。
We have always enjoyed this time when the leaders can gather together in his presence.
当领袖们聚集在他的同在里，我们总是非常的享受这样的时刻。
I'm sure you're aware today is Easter Monday.
我们相信你们都知道今天是复活节的礼拜一。
It's the day when some people say, well, it's all over.
有些人会这样说，一切都结束了。
No, it was just the beginning.
不，这只是一个开始。Jesus
was going to walk among the disciples and the followers for another 40 days.
耶稣复活以后，仍然在他的门徒和跟随者当中与他们同行40天之久。
That was during the time he visited them.
在那段时刻，他造访了他们。
He showed himself alive among them.
他活活地把自己向他们显现。
He proved it time and time again that he lives.
他一再一再地证实他活着。
Oh, hallelujah. Sister Alice is here with us today, and she's going to sing about our living Savior.
圣秋姐妹今天在我们的当中，她要跟我们唱这首歌，关于我们复活的救主。
阿们，哈利路亚。我们的主仍旧活着，哈利路亚，赞美神。好，那我们来唱这一首我奉一位复活主，哈利路亚。我奉一位复活主，眼前见他活着，不论世人怎样说，我知他竟活着。我见他受世恩能，闻他为民之神。每时当我求告他，他梦垂听。主活，主活，救主今日活着，与我谈心同心相亲，生命在路同过。主活，主活，世人的救后恩，为我去主活，主基活在我心。当我周围细查看，到处见主怜悯，蛊惑有时却反觉，却不伤智慧心。深知主基理我，经过雷雨风暴，恩主之天显现时，总比临到。主活，主活，救主今日活着，与我谈心同心相亲，生命在路同过。主活，主活，自然的救红恩，为我去主活，主基活在我心。欢乐，欢乐，众信徒何当高声歌唱，哈利路亚，永颂扬基督耶稣复活，寻求主者有盼望，见者福乐无量。世间何人能比主慈祥善良？主活，主活，救主今日活着，与我谈心同心相亲，生命在路同过。主活，主活，赐人的救恩，为我去主活。 主基督活在我心。
Hallelujah.
主活，主活，救主基督活着，与我谈心同心相亲，生命在如同光。主活，主活，赐人的救红灯，为我主活，主基督活在我心。
哈利路亚。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. 哦，让我们一起来敬拜他。Hallelujah, 我们的主活着，他仍旧活着，与我谈心，同心相亲，生命载入同过。Hallelujah, 赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。主啊，你是那一位又真又活的主。主啊，因着你活着，我们可以面对着明天，因为你就是我们永远的盼望。主啊，我们感谢赞美你，也谢谢主你那复活的大能在我们里面一直的这样的彰显，向我们显现。哈利路亚。主啊，哦，有你是多么的好啊。主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你，称颂你，直到永永远远。谢谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Hallelujah, Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, Hallelujah.
赞美主 ，Hallelujah.
Oh, He lives, He lives. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart.
哦，他活着，他活着。你问我怎知他活着，他就活在我心。
Hallelujah. I trust all of you had a very beautiful Easter celebration.
我相信你们所有人都有一个美丽的复活节的庆祝。
But this is officially Easter Monday, and we are gathered together in His name.
但今天是复活节的礼拜一，我们奉他的名聚集在一起。
The Lord awoke me early this morning. I found I couldn't sleep after 4:30, and I got up and He spoke such words of peace to my heart.
今天早上凌晨4:30，主把我叫醒，我就没有办法再睡觉。他把这些话放在我的心里，赐给我他的平安。
I was reminded what Isaiah said in chapter 9, verse 6.
他使我想起以赛亚在以赛亚书9:6所说的话。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们。政权必担在他的肩头上。
And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God.
他名称为奇妙策士，全能的神。
Everlasting Father and Prince of Peace.
永在的父，和平的君，平安之王。
Oh, what a wonderful name. His title is Prince of Peace.
Oh, 这是何等奇妙的名字，他名称为平安之王。
We know in the world, he told us we'd have tribulation, but he said, be of good cheer. I am with you.
他告诉我们在世界我们有苦难，但是你们可以放心，我已经胜了这世界，我与你们同在。
And He said also, I have overcome the world.
他也说我已经胜了这世界。
We serve a mighty conqueror.
我们所服侍的是那大能的征服者。
And our living Lord is called the Prince of Peace.
我们永活的救主被称为平安之王。
Some of the most peaceful times I have are when we come into his presence.
我所经历过的最平安的时刻就是当我们来到他的同在里。
I know you find it true for yourself. His presence whispers peace to us.
我相信你们也都经历过这样的真实，他的同在向你轻声地说平安。
I've always been interested in John's Gospel, chapter 20, how many times Jesus speaks peace.
我常常很感兴趣，在约翰福音二十章，主耶稣多少次地提到平安。
First, in verse 19, this is the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, Peace be with you.
第一次提到平安是在约翰福音二十章十九节，那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中对他们说，愿你们平安。
They were afraid.
他们很害怕。
It was easy for them to be afraid. Their Lord had just been killed on the cross.
因为他们的主刚刚在十字架上被杀害，所以他们很容易害怕。
But his first spoken word to them was, Peace be with you.
但主对他们所说的第一句话就是，愿你们平安。
21, so Jesus said to them again, Peace to you.
21节，耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安。
As the Father has sent me, I also send you.
父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
You know, one of our teachers is going on a mission trip this week, and I like to claim that verse for her.
我们的老师中的一位这个礼拜要去一个宣教的旅途，我要为他宣告这句话。
Peace to Pastor Wu. As the Father has sent Jesus, he is sending her.
平安归于郭牧师，父怎样差遣了主，他也照样差遣郭牧师。
Oh, and then verse 22, when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit.
22节说了这话，就向他们吹一口气说，你们受圣灵。
And then if we look at verse 26, this is 8 days later.
然后我们看到26节过了八日。
The disciples were again inside, and Thomas this time was with them.
门徒又在屋里，多马也和他们同在。
Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace to you.
门都关了，耶稣来站在当中说，愿你们平安。
Oh, those are wonderful words.
哦，这是多么奇妙的话语。
And the Gospel of John makes it very clear that three times over, he says his first words to them is, Peace be with you.
在约翰福音里很清楚地告诉我们，耶稣至少三次对他们说话都是说，愿你们平安。
I wonder, Isaiah prophesied that he was the very Prince of Peace.
难怪以赛亚这样的预言，他自己就是平安之王。
When we find that we have no peace in our heart, we need to run to Jesus.
当我们发现我们的心里没有平安的时候，我们应当快跑地奔向耶稣。
Pastor Lynn has been encouraging us in the e-school to get alone with Jesus.
林牧师在网校里鼓励我们要单独与耶稣同在。
Take more time to be with him.
更多的花时间跟他在一起。
And as we come into his presence, he whispers peace to us.
当我们来到他的面前，来到他的同在里，他就向我们轻声地说平安。
I have another secret of coming into his presence. It's in Matthew 28:9. Matthew says it a little different.
另外一个来到他同在里的方式是在马太福音28:9。马太是用另外一种方式来描述。
As for as they were, they went to tell the disciples, Jesus met them saying, Rejoice!
当耶稣遇见这些妇女们，他对他们说，你们要欢喜。
Oh, when we meet Jesus, we should be rejoicing.
哦，当我们遇见耶稣的时候，我们要欢喜快乐。
We come to him with our troubles and our problems and our situations, and he says, rejoice.
当我们带着我们的难处、问题和状况来到他面前，他对我们说要喜乐。
I've had a lifetime of proving that to be true when I had felt I don't feel Jesus with me.
我一生都能够证实这样的经历，有一些时刻在我的心里不能够感受到耶稣的同在。
And I have learned to practice to praise the Lord, to rejoice in him.
我学习了来操练赞美神，来靠他喜乐。
Yes, it's wonderful to sit quietly in his presence, but there are times when he says to us, rejoice.
是的，安静地坐在他的同在里等候他是非常的美好。但有一些时刻他告诉我们要喜乐。
The enemy cannot attack us when he hears us rejoicing.
当仇敌看到我们在靠主喜乐的时候，他没有办法攻击到我们。
It's one of our weapons against all darkness.
这是我们抗争所有黑暗势力的武器。
And you know his promise in the Psalms that he lives in the praises of his people.
你知道这是在诗篇里的应许，他居住在他百姓的赞美当中。
So when we feel we're all alone and we don't sense his presence, we take this word that Jesus gave, rejoice.
所以当我们感受到我们是孤单一人，没有办法感受到他的同在的时候，我们要接受主耶稣的应许，靠主喜乐。
The rest of that verse, chapter 9 in Matthew 28, we learn that they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him.
在马太福音28:9的下半句，我们看到这些妇女们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。
Oh, wouldn't you like to be one of those that bowed before him and held his feet and worshipped him?
哦，你不愿意成为他们中的一员吗？你们上前抱住他的脚来拜他。
I would.
我愿意。
I'm glad Matthew didn't leave that out of this, his gospel, that there was a time when they fell at his feet and worshipped him.
我非常高兴马太描述了这样一段妇女们上前抱住他的脚拜他的经历。
Oh, there were many instances in those 40 days when Jesus made himself known to them.
在那40天里面，主耶稣在很多的场合向他们显现，使他们认识到他。
Let's go back to John's Gospel, chapter 21.
我们回到约翰福音第21:9。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Well, Jesus found, he was on the shoreline and he saw that they were out fishing. His disciples were out catching fish.
主耶稣看到他的门徒们在那里捕鱼。
But the problem was they didn't catch any fish.
但是他们没有打到任何鱼。
And Jesus asked them, do you have any food? And they said, no.
主耶稣问他们，你们有吃的没有？他们回答说，没有。
And he told him, just cast your net on the right side of the boat and you'll find some.
耶稣告诉他们，把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。
And you know, John the Beloved, he recognized that voice and he said, it's the Lord.
你知道耶稣所爱的门徒约翰认出了是主的声音，所以他说是主。
And verse 9, then as soon as they had come to the land, they saw a fire of coals and fish laid on it and bread.
第九节，他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。
Jesus made breakfast for them.
耶稣为他们做早餐。
They had been working all night and caught nothing.
他们整夜打鱼，没有打着什么。
Oh, but how wonderful. When they came to him, he had the breakfast all set before him.
哦，多么的美好，当他们来到主的面前，主已经为他们预备好了早餐。
And this is when Jesus said, come and dine, come and eat breakfast.
这是耶稣对他们说，你们来吃早餐。
None of them even dared to ask him, who are you? They knew it was the Lord.
门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁，因为他们都知道是主。
Now, this was the third time that Jesus had appeared to them after he was raised from the dead.
这是耶稣从死里复活以后第三次向门徒们显现。
I'll go back to Luke, chapter 24.
路加福音第二十四章。
We have another incident in chapter 24, verse 36.
在路加福音二十四章第六节，有另外一处的经文。
This is right after Jesus had walked the road to Emmaus with the disciples.
这是当主耶稣与去以马忤斯的两个门徒同行之后所发生的。
They went to tell the disciples how he had appeared to them.
他们去告诉门徒们主耶稣怎样的向他们显现。
When he sat down at the table and broke the bread, they recognized it was Jesus.
当他们坐在一起掰饼的时候，他们认出了是主耶稣与他们同行。
But then he disappeared from them.
然后主就从他们面前消失了。
But when they came back to tell the others about it, we read in verse 36.
然后他们就回到门徒当中向他们做见证。我们读到36节。
As they were giving their report, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, peace to you.
当他们向门徒们述说了一遍怎样与耶稣相遇的事，正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。
Why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your hearts?
38节，你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？
He said, look at my hands and my feet. It is I, myself.
你们看我的手，我的脚。就知道实在是我了。
Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have.
摸我看看，魂无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。
They were so afraid, they thought it was a spirit, but he said, I'm not a spirit. Touch me, see, I've got flesh and I've got bones.
门徒们很害怕，他们以为是魂。但主耶稣说，我不是魂，我是有骨有肉的。
When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet.
说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。
And while they still did not believe for joy and marvel, he said, have you any food here?
他们正喜得不敢信，并且稀奇，耶稣就说，你们这里有什么吃的没有？
So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb.
他们便给他一片烧鱼和一块蜜饯。
They took it and ate it in their presence.
他接过来，在他们面前吃了。
So we see this was the living Christ.
所以我们看到这活着的基督。
He wasn't a spirit. He was the living, physical Jesus Christ.
他不只是一个灵，他乃是活着的，有骨有肉的基督。
You see that, and yet we could see that he sometimes disappeared. He had the power to disappear or to appear.
我们看到他随时可以从他们面前消失，或者再次的显现，他有这样的全能。
He declared that he had flesh and he had bones.
他宣告说他是有骨有肉的。
It was that risen body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那就是复活耶稣基督的身体。
You know why the angel rolled away the stone on Easter, don't you?
你知道天使为什么把他坟墓前的石头滚开了呢？
It was so the disciples of Mary, the Marys could get inside.
是为了让门徒们和妇女们，包括玛利亚，能够进到坟墓里。
It wasn't done so Jesus could come out. He could come out on his own power.
他们把石头滚开，并不是为了好让耶稣能够出来。耶稣即使坟墓的石头没有滚开，他仍然可以出来。
This very same Jesus is alive among us.
那同样的一位耶稣就活活的在我们的当中。
As Allah sang to us, he lives. He lives within our heart.
就像圣修姐妹所唱的诗歌，他活着，他就活在我们的心里。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 1.
让我们翻到《使徒行传》第一章。
Oh, let's start with verse 3 in chapter 1.
我们从第一章第三节开始。
Oh, part of 2, it says, He through the Holy Spirit gave commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen.
从第二节开始，直到他借着圣灵的吩咐所拣选的使徒，以后被接上升的日子为止。
To whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs.
他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看。
He was seen by them during the 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
40天之久向他们显现，讲说神国的事。
Wouldn't you like to have been there while he discussed with them all the truths of himself?
当主耶稣向他们讲说神国的事，以及所有关于他自己的真理的时候，你不想也在其中吗？
He gave them proof during these incidents that we have recorded that he was alive.
他把他许多的凭据活活地显给他们看，这些都记录在圣经里。
He gave them commandments through the Holy Spirit.
他借着圣灵把他的吩咐赐给他们。
Verse 4, being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said you have heard from me.
第四节，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。
John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
Some people don't believe this is taking place today.
有些人不相信这些今天就在发生。
Some people will live in darkness. They think that Jesus was just a good man, did good works, an excellent teacher.
有些人还是在黑暗之中，他们认为耶稣是一个好人，他做了很多好事，他是一个很好的教师。
They don't recognize that after he rose from the dead, he stayed 40 days to instruct the disciples.
他们没有认识到，当他复活以后，40天之久，他停留在门徒们的当中，教导他们。
And to prove to them that he was truly the risen Savior.
向他们证实他实在就是那复活的救主。
Not only did he eat among them, not only did he show them his hands and feet.
他不只是在他们当中吃东西，向他们显示他自己的手和脚。
But he spoke to their hearts the truths of the kingdom.
而是向他们的心说话，告诉他们关于神国的真理。
Oh, it's time for him to ascend after the 40 days into the heavens.
40天之后，他将要升天到天上去。
But he spoke to them of a promise of the Father.
但他告诉他们父的应许。
That they were going to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
他们要受圣灵的洗。
And people are often, even in Christianity, refuse to believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
即使在基督教的世界中，很多人不相信受圣灵的洗这回事。
He told them to wait, and it was a full 10 days that they waited.
主告诉他们要等候，所以他们等候了整整十天。
That's what the Jesus ministry is all about, waiting in his presence.
这就是我们 JMI 的事工，我们所注重的就是在他的面前等候他。
Each of you cell group leaders wants to bring people into the presence of the Lord.
你们每一位小组的领袖都是要把人带到主的同在里。
It's not as others who want to get quiet, as Pastor Lynn told us, they want to turn on music and think that brings them into a quiet, peaceful atmosphere.
正像林牧师所教导的，不只是他们，有些人只是想要享受一段安静的时间，他们就是把音乐打开，进入到一种安静的氛围。
Our purpose is to be obedient to what Jesus himself said, wait for the promise of the Father.
我们的目的是要来顺服主的命令，在父的面前等候他的应许。
And that promise was made way back in the book of Joel, chapter 2.
那应许已经早就被提出来，约珥书二章二十八节。
It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女都要说预言。
Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions.
老年人要见异象，少年人要做异梦。
And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌在我的仆人使女当中。
And if we turn back to Ezekiel 36, one of my favorite verses.
我们翻到以西结书36章，这是我最喜欢的经文之一。
Chapter 36, let's start with verse 25.
以西结书36章25节。
Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean, and I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols.
我必用清水洒在你们身上，你们就洁净了。我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃掉一切的偶像。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面。
I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
又从你们的肉体中除掉实心，赐给你们肉心。
This is the promise of the Father, verse 27.
27节，这就是父的应许。
I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
Many Christians try to do that all on their own.
很多基督徒尝试着靠他们自己来做这件事。
They try to keep the commandments and the judgments that God has given.
他们竭力地靠自己来遵行神的律例典章。
And we find out how we can't do it.
我们就发现我们没有办法做到。
But what he's calling us all to do is to cleanse our heart, to consecrate ourselves to him.
但他呼召我们所有人所做的事，就是来洁净我们的心，把自己完全的献给他。
We need to come into his presence with a heart of surrender.
我们需要带着一颗降服的心来到他的同在里。
We must admit that we have nothing apart from him.
我们必须承认，离了他，我们什么都没有。
That we're hungry for him.
但我们饥渴的要得着他。
We're thirsty for a life of reality, of living in his presence.
我们饥渴的要进入活在他同在里的实际。
I believe that I'm more hungry today than I was 50 years ago.
我相信我今天比我在50年之前更加的饥渴。
And if you come hungry yourself into your cell group, everyone will get the blessing.
如果你自己带着饥渴的心来到你的小组里，每个人都会从你得到祝福。
We can pray, Jesus, make me hungry.
我们可以这样祷告，主耶稣，求你让我对你饥渴。
Make me thirsty for you.
让我向你有一个渴慕的心。
Because it's promised to us on the Sermon on the Mount was if you hunger and thirst after me, you will be filled.
因为在登山宝训上，他赐给我们这样的应许，饥渴慕义的必得饱足。
Oh, Jesus said it's necessary that I go away.
哦，主耶稣说，我离去对你们是有益的。
But I want you to wait for the promise of the Father.
但我要你们等候父的应许。
From the very beginning, Adam and Eve failed to obey God.
从一开始，亚当和夏娃就对神失信。
And one of their sons killed the other son.
他们中的一个儿子杀害了另外一个儿子。
And human nature was filled with sin.
人性里面就充满了罪恶。
And all through the Old Testament, we find them trying to serve God, trying to obey him.
在整本旧约里，我们发现他们竭力的要顺服神，要来听他的话。
Trying to keep the commandments.
他们试图要遵守他的律例典章。
David himself was a man after God's own heart. He loved God.
大卫他自己是一个合神心意的人，他爱神。
He believed God.
他信靠神。
But he found something else working in his nature, his flesh, his desire for Bathsheba.
但他发现在他的肉体里有另外一种性情，他爱上了拔示巴。
There was only one way out of the trouble we were in.
能够脱离我们的困境只有一条出路。
God said, I'll send my son.
神说我要差遣我的爱子。
He'll be filled with my spirit.
他被我的灵充满。
And he lived for 3 years, for 33, but those last three he ministered in the power of the Holy Spirit.
他在地上活了33年，但他的最后3年满有圣灵的能力。
He was constantly getting alone with his father to partake of the spirit of the father.
他一直的单独与父同在，好领受从父而来的圣灵。
It was a spirit of obedience.
那是顺服的灵。
God's spirit is a spirit of revelation.
那是启示的灵。
And Jesus knew just where to go and when to go and how to do, because he was guided by his father's will.
耶稣就是知道什么时候去，怎样去，该做什么，因为他一直被父的灵，父的旨意所引导。
Now he's telling his own, before he leaves in the ascension, that they must wait for the promise of the Father.
现在他告诉他们自己的门徒们，他们需要来等候十天，等候从父来的应许。
Oh, he had told them these things before he went to the cross, but they were dull of hearing.
在他上十字架之前，他已经告诉了他们这些事，但是门徒们信得很迟钝。
If we go back to John's Gospel, chapter 16, we remember how he told them so much about the Holy Spirit.
如果我们回到约翰福音十六章，我们会看到他多少次的提到圣灵。
Yes, he talked to them about going to the cross too, and it made them very sad.
是的，他告诉他们他要上十字架，门徒们都很难过。
But chapter 16, verse 7 says, Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away.
约翰福音十六章七节，他说，然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。
It's necessary that I go away.
我必须离去。
Then that the Helper will come to be with you.
因为我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。
I will send him to you.
我若去，就差他来。
Hallelujah. Yes, we would love to be living in the time when we could hold on to Jesus' feet and we could see him fixing the breakfast of fish for us.
哈利路亚，我们也何等希望活在耶稣的时代，看到他为我们做早餐，我们可以抱住他的脚。
But he said, I have something better for you.
但他说，我为你们预备了更好的。
I want to come and live within you.
我要来到你这里，住在你的里面。
You know, if we look at verses 7 to 15, we see that 9 times Jesus calls the Holy Spirit a person.
如果我们看约翰福音十六章七到十五节，耶稣九次提到圣灵是以人格化的称呼提到他。
He said, I tell you the truth. The Helper will not come to you, but I will, until I depart, I will send him to you.
他说，我将真情告诉你们，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去，就差他来。
And when he has come, he will convict the world.
当他来了，他要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Yes, it's the Holy Spirit that convinces us of our self-life.
是的，是圣灵光照我们，使我们认识我们的己生命。
Verse 13 again, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth.
十三节再一次，等他来了，真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
Glorify me.
他要荣耀我。
He will take of what is mine and declare to you.
因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
Oh, it's so wonderful that he told them all about it before he went to the cross, but they didn't have ears to hear.
Oh, 何等美好, 在他上十字架之前, 他把圣灵的事都告诉了门徒们, 但他们没有能听的耳。
Oh, but Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you orphans. I'm going to come to you.
主耶稣说, 我不会撇下你们为孤儿, 我必再到你们这里来。
It's John 14 where he said, I will come to you.
在约翰福音14章, 他说, 我必再到你们这里来。
A little while longer, the world will see me no more, but you will see me.
世人不再见我,
because I live, you will live also.
因为我活着,
he talks about the Spirit of Truth, whom the world can't receive because it doesn't see him or doesn't know him, but you know him.
他提到真理的圣灵, 世人不认识他, 也不接待他,
and he declares in that verse, chapter 14, verse 17, you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you.
他在14章17节宣告, 你们却认识他, 因他常与你们同在, 也要在你们里面。
He dwells with you. Well, who was dwelling with them at that time before the cross? It was Jesus.
他住在你们中间, 在主耶稣上十字架之前, 是谁住在他们中间呢? 是主耶稣。
That Spirit of Truth, He will be in you.
真理的圣灵要在你们的里面。
Yes, Jesus said it was necessary that He go away.
是的, 主耶稣说, 我必须要离去,
that he may send the promise of the Father.
好让他拆下父所应许的圣灵。
And that's why we wait. He told the disciples, wait until you be filled with my Spirit.
那就是为什么我们要等候, 他告诉门徒们要等候, 直到你们被圣灵充满。
We know that Paul found this secret out. In Romans 8, he tells us that if anyone has not the Spirit of Christ, he is not his.
我们知道使徒保罗也找到了这个秘诀。在罗马书第八章,他告诉我们,人若没有基督的灵,就不是属基督的。
If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you,
然而若基督的灵实在住在你们的里面。
And a favorite of mine is verse 11.
我最喜欢的一节是在罗马书第八章十一节。
But if the Spirit of Him who raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in you, oh, hallelujah.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活着的灵若住在你们心里。
He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you.
那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，把生命注入到你们必死的身体里，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
He who raised Christ from the dead wants to dwell in our mortal bodies through his Spirit.
那叫基督耶稣从死里复活着的灵，渴望借着他的圣灵住在我们的心里，住在我们的身体里。
I often think of Pastor Lai when I read that verse and pray over it for myself.
当我每次想到这句经文为我自己祷告的时候，我也常常会想到赖牧师。
Our bodies, when we're a caregiver, we find that we're often our energy gets low.
当我们在照顾别人的时候，我们常常会发现自己的精力不够。
But the wonderful thing about it is that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead wants to live in our mortal bodies. He wants to give us his life, his strength.
但神奇妙的话语说，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活着的灵，渴望住在我们的身体里，赐给我们他的力量，他的生命，他的活力。
I had a very busy time from Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
这个周末从周五到周日，我非常忙碌。
And when I went to take a nap in the afternoon after church, I found out I slept 4 hours.
在主日聚会以后，我就休息了一下，结果一下就睡了4个小时。
My prayer partner gave me a call, and I felt very empty and exhausted. But just praying together with one in a cell group just gave me fresh life.
我的祷告同伴给我打电话的时候，我感到当时空空的，很枯干，没有话语。但是当我们在一起交通1个小时，一起聚会，他的灵就临到我，再次的充满。
And when I woke up at 4:30 this morning, Jesus kept speaking to me this word, peace.
当我今天早上4:30醒来，主耶稣一再的对我说这句话，平安，平安。
It's the very word he said as he appeared to them, peace be on here.
这就是他向门徒们显现所说的第一句话，愿你们平安。
And each leader, we can have more peace as we look at him and depend on him.
我们每一位领袖，当我们更多的仰望他，依赖他，我们就可以得到更多的平安。
We keep reminding him and ourselves that we have no power but from him.
我们不断地提醒他，也提醒自己，离了他，我们没有能力。
We say what he said to his father, of myself, I can do nothing at all.
我们对他说他向父所说的话，我凭着自己不能做什么。
And if we take this time to just wait in his presence, he pours in divine life.
但如果我们花这段时间就是在他的同在里等候他，他就把他神圣的生命注入到我们里面。
Out of weakness, we're made strong.
我们从软弱得到刚强。
He says, through me, you will do valiantly.
他说，借着我，你要做更大的事。
I think this is a very special time, these 40 days.
我相信这40天是一段非常特别的时间。
During the 40-day period, they had Jesus come to them, visit them, show him he was alive.
在这40天里，主耶稣临到他们，向他们显现，活活地向他们显现。
I'm asking that he will do that for you, show you how alive he is.
我向他恳求，求主向你们也这样活活地显现。
He was doing ordinary things like eating at the table with them. He was out watching them fish.
他所做的都是一些平常的事情，就像吃一些鱼，跟他们一起捕鱼。
He told them, feel me, I got bones, I've got flesh.
他告诉他们，你们来摸我，看我有骨，有肉。
And he was eating even the broiled fish and the honeycomb.
他甚至吃了一块烧鱼和一块蜜饯。
He showed them how real he was.
他向他们显现他是何等的真实。
But he told them, you wait. He didn't tell them it'd be 10 days, but it was 10 days.
他告诉他们要等候，他并没有告诉他们确切的等候10天，但他们等候了10天。
And that was a wonderful time from the Passover to the 50 days was when the first fruits would be produced.
那是一段非常美好的时刻，在逾越节和五旬节之间，还有初熟节。
And church history considers Pentecost, the beginning of the church, the birth of the church.
教会历史认为五旬节是教会诞生的时刻。
And God's own spirit was poured out upon individuals.
神自己的灵被浇灌在每一个个人的身上。
There were 120 of them.
当时有120个人。
Well, we're not quite 120, but we're 110 this morning or 9.
我们还不到120个人，我们今天早上有109个人。
Our great need is to be filled with that Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们最大的需要就是被主耶稣基督的灵充满。
You want to take all the time you can give during this period before Pentecost to be waiting for Him.
我们所需要的就是在五旬节之前的这段时间花你所有能有的时间在他的面前等候。
Oh, Jesus, we desire to be filled with your Spirit.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们渴望被你的圣灵充满。
We're not wanting to come into a quiet resting place to calm our spirits. We're here on a mission.
我们不只是等候你为了要得着一段安息的时光让我们的心安静下来我们是有使命的
We want to wait for the outpouring of your spirit every day
我们每一天都要等候你圣灵的浇灌
As each leader comes into your presence cause their heart to be more surrendered
当每一位领袖来到你的同在里求你使他们的心更加的向你降服。
Create hunger within us.
在我们的里面制造饥渴。
Don't let us be satisfied with anything else but yourself.
不要让我们被你之外的任何事情满足。
Don't let us be content that we have a large cell group.
不要让我们因为有一个很大的小组就满足了。
Or don't let us be disturbed that we have a small cell group.
也不要让我们因为小组很小就受搅扰。
Let our goal be to enter your presence with a hungry heart.
让我们的目标是带着一颗饥渴的心进入到你的同在里。
Because your word promises us those that hunger and thirst after you will be filled.
因为你的应许是那些对你自己饥渴慕义的必得饱足。
Help us to realize that the more we give in ministry, the more we need a new filling.
帮助我们认识到，当我们在事工里给出的越多，我们就更加的需要你的充满。
Just like you did in the word world when you lived here, you were constantly going back to the Father.
正像你在地上活着的时候，你常常的回到父的面前。
You were waiting for instructions from him.
你在等候从他而来的指示。
And you have promised us the Holy Spirit would teach us all things.
你向我们应许圣灵会指教我们一切的事。
He would convict us.
他要来光照我们，使我们知罪。
He would instruct us in the way we should go.
他要教导我们当去的方向。
Lord, make us hungry.
主让我们饥渴。
Make us patient.
让我们忍耐。
The whole 120 stayed in the same place for 10 days.
那120个人在同一个地方等候了十天。
And then the fire of the Holy Spirit fell upon them.
然后圣灵的火就从上面降到他们身上。
And people took notice of it. They said, oh, they must be Christians. They look just like Christ.
人们就认出，哦，他们一定是基督徒，因为他们看起来像基督一样。
Because Christ was living in them.
因为基督活在他们的里面。
By his Spirit.
借着他的灵
We ask these things for your name. and in it for your glory. Amen.
我们为着你的荣耀，奉你的名而恳求。Amen.
I remember so clearly once in Malaysia, Pastor Chow was preaching, and I wondered if I had the right interpreter because he said, the Holy Spirit is Jesus' other self.
我很清楚地记得有一次在马来西亚，周牧师教导说，我不知道当时的翻译翻得对不对。他说圣灵就是耶稣的另外一个自己。
That's why there's nothing wrong with seeking for Jesus. Fill me with yourself.
所以我们这样的求主耶稣以他自己来充满我们是没有问题的。
Oh, hallelujah. It's the Father's Spirit.
Hallelujah. 这就是父的灵。
It was the Father's Spirit in the Son Jesus.
是父的灵在主耶稣的里面。
And the Father's Spirit that wants to indwell you.
是父的灵渴望住在你里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Hong Leon, I'm so glad to see you. Won't you pray for us? And Pastor Lai, oh, Pastor Ruth is here too. Let's include Pastor Ruth in our prayer. Pastor Lai, maybe you pray at the end. And so, oh, Pastor Lin, I see all you. Well, Hong Leon, you start. And Pastor Lai, oh, and Pastor Lin and Pastor Ruth. I want to pray especially for our missionary to Malaysia.
我们请凤莲牧师先祷告，请赖牧师最后。郭牧师和林牧师在中间，我们都要来为我们的郭牧师去马来西亚宣教来祷告。
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。主啊，我们赞美你，赞美你。主啊，我们感谢你，感谢你。主啊，我们知道你在这里。主啊，我们为着今天的话语献上感恩。感谢这宝贵的话语，感谢这丰盛的话语。哦，主啊，当你复活的时候，你显现给所有的门徒看。主啊，你到如今还是向我们显现。主啊，主啊，你的灵继续的在我们里面向我们显现，因为你已经不在我们的里面。主啊，我们真的献上感恩，你没有离开我们。你一直与我们同在，主啊，你就是那位与我们同在的神。主啊，我们感谢你，我们可以随时随地的来到你的面前。主啊，我们感谢你，我们求你继续的充满我们，继续的更大更多的充满我们，更多的向我们显现。主啊，我们求你向我们显现。这个时候我们特别也为着郭牧师将要去到马来西亚。主啊，你向他显现，你与他同在，你与他同行。主啊，你使他平安。主啊，让他去到哪里都有主耶稣的带领，去到哪里都有主耶稣的话语。因为你向我们显现，你向郭牧师显现，也向我显现。主啊，我们知道这一次主啊有你的美意。主啊，你保守过牧师在这个行程上，赐给他健康的身体，吃什么都可以。主啊，那个脚有力，主啊，有那个恩膏从他的生命流出来。主啊，无论到哪里，成为许多人的祝福。主啊，帮助我们。主啊，我们真的再一次的把这个郭牧师去马来西亚的宣教恭敬的交托。主啊，我们真的感谢你，感谢你是一直与我们同在的神，因为你与我们同在，主啊，我们就有平安，我们就不害怕，我们就全然的依靠你，全然的跟随你。我们感谢你，我们感谢祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
亲爱的主，我们要感谢赞美。每当我们记起周牧师对我们说，我们所侍奉的这一位是又真又活的神， 他就住在我们的里面，是真的叫人兴奋不已。主啊，感谢主，今天我们又通过玛莎牧师的口，再一次从圣经来重述这又真又活的主不住的在向我们显现，直到如今仍然在做事，仍然在做工。主啊，我们真是感谢。这一次郭牧师要到马来西亚跟凤莲牧师，主啊，就把这个信息带进去，你就把又真又活的主介绍出去，让主住在我们里面，好让我们的生命是活出来的生命，是活活生真真活活的生命。谢谢主，赞美主，祝福你的使女们每一个脚步所到之处，都所见的每一个人，主啊，就都因着他们忠心的侍奉得着极大的祝福。谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
哈利路亚，主耶稣，感谢你，赞美你，耶稣，你活着，而且活在我们里面。我听到我们很多同工同学的见证，他们进到 JMI 这个水流里边，第一个信息就是这个，就冲击了他们以往的信仰，他们就享受到哦，耶稣住在他们里面，圣灵住在他们里面，他们可以常常来与主连结，可以常常来亲近主，是如此的亲近。哦，主啊，他们就活了，他们就欢喜了。主啊，感谢你，赞美你，这也是我们自己的经历。主啊，因为你活着，你活着，你与我们同行，你与我们说话，主啊，这是千真万确的。主啊，感谢你，赞美你，因为你活着，你在我们里边，你一直在我们里边，主啊，所以我们的生活就有平安，就有喜乐，就有保障。主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你，为着你活着这个真理还有这个事实，我们就要大大的欢喜快乐，大大的称颂赞美你。主啊，因为你活着，所以我们也能够活着。主耶稣，因为你跟我们说话，所以我们就知道你的旨意，我们就可以去遵行，我们就享受大大的平安。主啊，谢谢你今天再一次再一次对我们说你活着，而且你活在我们里面，无论我们前面遇到的是什么，我们都不需要害怕，因为你活着。感谢你，赞美你，你是大能的主，因为你活在我们里面，我们就有力量。赞美主，无论我们自己是生病，或者我们在服侍病人，或者我们遇到很多我们没有遇到的问题，主啊，但是因为你活着，我们就有力量。感谢你，赞美你，哈利路亚，赞美主。主啊，我也把过几天交到东南亚这一层，交在你的手中。主啊，其实我们还没有什么宣教的，没有什么宣教的安排，但是我们知道这个旅途是等候的旅途，是遇见耶稣的旅途，是找到你要给我们祝福地方的旅途。主啊，我们就一直来等候你，一直要来遇见你。主啊，我们要在大马士的路上遇见你，要在以马斯的路上遇见你，要在房间里遇见你，要在海边遇见你。主耶稣，但愿这一个旅途是遇见 耶稣的旅途。主耶稣，你来，你来，对我们每一个有份参与的人都来显现。主啊，感谢赞美主，特别是我跟凤莲牧师，我们要一起遇见你，遇见你，听到你对我们讲话，解释很多的真理。哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，把我们自己交在你的手中。 感谢主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿门，
阿门，阿门，
阿门。主耶稣，你何等的赐下奇妙的平安在属你的人，谢谢你。虽然你按着父神的旨意，主啊，你被接升天，但你留下圣灵与我们同在，让我们每一天一醒来，清早醒来，就知道你活在我们的里面，与我们同住、同活、同行，我们是何等的蒙恩，何等的蒙福。每天清晨起来，因着你活在我们的里面，我们满心感谢赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚。也求主耶稣，你让每一位在线上的领袖们都更加的向你降服，完全的顺服于你的每一个带领，每一句话语，好让我们每一次的顺服都得着你更大的恩膏。主啊，一直更深的进入你的同在里，也一直更深的进入你为我们所预备的安息里。求主耶稣引入福线上每一位领袖们，是你招来要成为一个入福器皿的，求你都赐给每一位有饥渴慕义的心，一生一世渴慕耶稣，一直在内心有一个强烈的呼求，主啊，我单单要你，主啊，我让你带领我们都进入你的同在里，主啊，每一天赐给我们渴慕被圣灵充满的心，好让不管我们聚会有多少，在每一次的聚会里，主啊，这每一位你所招来的领袖们都被你预备好成为一个入福的管道，而荣耀归给耶稣，喜乐还说不出来的满足、安息平安，主啊，归给线上的每一位家人们。最后我们要为郭牧师的马来西亚之行求主你荣耀的灵一路与郭牧师和他的同工一起同行，主啊，这是一段要遇见耶稣的旅程，恳求圣灵亲自来带领。主啊，郭牧师大概像亚伯拉罕，每天一出门不知道往哪里去，但直到圣灵会引导，让他每一天都有充满了惊喜。主啊，他处心中放着一个主你心意中要他去成就的神的国，主耶稣，愿你常向他显现，哈利路亚，
阿门。
向你要他前往的那地显明给他，在外面的环境给他印证，也在内心里给他有灵里的印证，更是给他有话语上的印证。主啊，将你所要做的事充充足足的都向郭牧师跟凤仁牧师显明了，我相信这是一趟奇妙的遇见耶稣的旅程。
阿们，
让他们主啊每一天就是一起等候，一起踏着圣灵的脚步，我们期待他们回来，我们要听他们那充满 那喜悦的描述，如同那十二个探子被摩西差遣去探迦南美地，他们要带着那地的证据。哈利路亚！那迦结实累累的果子，我来让我们一同分享他们的惊喜。主啊，这是为着你放在郭牧师心中一个国度的一个国度的心意而有的旅程，求你保一路保守郭牧师和他的同行的家人同工们一路平安。主啊，不管他们的旅程如何，走到哪里，求主把一个超自然的适应能力和喜乐平安，像保罗那样，在哪里都可以满足，都可以很快的适应。主啊，求你也随着他们的脚中加入福，他们有充足的睡眠，美好的体力。主啊，成为那地的祝福。这样祷告恳求奉主的名，阿们，
阿们。
感谢主，
阿
们，
阿们，
阿们。谢谢今晚再让我们再一次浸透在那五旬节的祝福里。哈利路亚，
阿门，哈利路亚，
哈利路亚。哈利路亚，赞美主。主啊，将马可罗的祝福浇灌在线上所有
弟兄
的身上，每一个家人身上。主啊，
哈利路亚，哈利路亚，
我们都要，每天都要马可罗上的震动。哈利路亚，马可罗上的祝福。
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.Jesus is here to draw us.
耶稣在这里吸引我们。
He's drawing every teacher, every coordinator, every leader.
他正在吸引每一位老师，每一位同工，每一位领袖。
He has more for us than we have taken.
他有更多的为我们预备，超过我们已经领受的。
He wants us to walk in the Spirit.
他要我们行走在圣灵里。
He wants to be our life.
他要成为我们的生命。
And every time we are with Him, waiting on Him, He's filling us with Himself.
当我们每一次跟他在一起等候他，他就在以他自己充满我们。
And then our cell groups would sense him in the midst more greatly.
我们的小组就会更多的领受到他就在我们当中。
First, we have to be partakers ourselves.
我们自己首先要来领受。
And then he can flow out of us.
然后他就可以从我们里面涌流出来。
Lord, we ask for every leader this morning to touch them.
主，我们请求你今天来感动每一位领袖，触摸他们。
May they find you in the ordinary duties of life.
让他们在日常生活中、平凡的生活中遇见你。
A simple time of just breaking the bread and you are there.
就在他们掰饼的时候，你就在那里。
We trust you, Lord, to make yourself more real to us.
就我们相信你要使你自己向我们显为更加真实。
We present ourselves to you as empty vessels.
我们把自己当作一个倒空的器皿献给你。
Have your way flow through us.
求你凭你意行，从我们里面涌流。
The more dependent we are on Him, the more greatly He's glorified.
我们越多的依赖他，他的名就更多的得荣耀。
Hallelujah. It's a good verse to memorize, Romans 8:11.
我们可以背下来罗马书第八章十一节。
But of the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里。
He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体活过来。
We take the life of victory.
我们接受你那得胜的生命。
Not I, but Christ himself in me.
不再是我，乃是基督自己活在我里面。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful. Wonderful Jesus.
奇妙的耶稣。